Welcome to the 2-Minute Wake Up Podcast. Today is Easter Sunday. In the Christian tradition, Easter is the day we remember the resurrection of Jesus. My name is John Warner, and today I hope you begin to wake up to who you were created to be. In Matthew 28, the Gospel writer records how Mary Magdalene and the other Mary ventured down to the tomb. Met by an angel, they received this word, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He has risen from the dead." Resurrection. The Christian faith has been founded on this difficult foundation because, let's be honest, dead people generally don't come back to life. Yet from the earliest reflections, the early church grounded their faith and understanding on the fact that Jesus really had come back from the dead. This historical affirmation connects us to the faith of those early followers of Jesus, that of Peter, James, Paul, John, and Mary Magdalene. While some may find that denying the resurrection makes a Christian faith easier, the fact is that it changes it from the faith that the early Christians lived and died for. They had an interest in the historical reality of Jesus and his resurrection because they believed their faith, for better or for worse, was grounded in it. From a biblical perspective, Christ's resurrection is truly a victory that gives us back our identity and restores our meaning. The resurrection gives us perspective on our past, as it can be healed and forgiven, our future in that it ends in peace, and our present in that it can carry a lightness and hope. Christ opens up for us a new identity because he himself remained always true to his identity. In Christ's victory, fear and shame are banished to be replaced by the profound joy that we are no longer strangers to God and to one another, that we're no longer isolated and alone. Friends, this Easter Sunday, may you gain some perspective that helps you wake up to who you were created to be. Let the reality of the resurrection shine some light into your darkness. Are you shackled to your past? Is there guilt, shame, wounds that you can't move beyond? Jesus' resurrection says the past is not the final word. It can be healed and forgiven. Are you worried about your future? The resurrection is the guarantee that our future ends in peace and wholeness. Are you carrying the weight of the world in the present? The gospel declaration is that Jesus is King. Sin has been forgiven. Life, truly abundant life, hope, joy, love are all available to us now. Resurrection is more than something said to have happened to Jesus. It is something that can take place in you. May you wake up to who you were created to be. Thank you for listening to the 2-Minute Wake Up. If you're interested in connecting, hit me up through DM on Instagram or through our page on Facebook. Happy Easter, friends. My name is John, and I hope that our time together helps you wake up to who you were created to be.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.